Chris Gray helps out here every year at Evergreen Acres. It's a choose and cut Christmas tree farm near my home in Virginia. This is where my family gets our tree. And Chris, you've got a ton of people here.
Everyone's in the Christmas mood and happy to be here. And I'll take this. This is kind of nice.
Farm's owner Jim Gelson's with us. You've got to be happy, Jim. Lots of tree sales today.
Very good. Very strong. Yeah.
Of course, there are choose and cut farms all over the nation. It seems that's the wave of the future for real Christmas trees and the farmers who grow them. Now, here at Evergreen Acres, it's not a big showy place. There's some cider for sale and the trees. However, you might find other Christmas tree farms in your area that are a bit more showy and snowy, for that matter. We talked to Dave Vandervelden. He's a farmer in Oconto, Wisconsin, up there about 25 miles from Green Bay, and his Whispering Pines tree farm has a lot more than trees.
We've got the Whispering Pines Express trains, wagon rides, we got a Santa, reindeer mascot, we have a holiday shop. Food. It's a fun family place there.
And so his customers are out for more than just a Christmas tree.
We don't sell Christmas trees. We sell the experience.
Another farmer, Tom Dahl, his tree farm in Indiana is anything but dull. It's an experience.
And so people come out to the farm to get that experience and build those family memories and that tradition.
And you know, it's an experience for the farmers as well, as they will tell you.
It's so exciting because you get to see the kids' excitement.
It's Christmas time with the business, everyone comes to you, they're happy.
Happy to be there. And we're happy to help them make memories.
Okay, back here in Virginia, the tractor's about to take another wagon load of people out to the trees. So, guys, we rehearsed it. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
All right, from Evergreen Acres, Noakesville, Virginia, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.